The closing film of this year's Hawaii International Film Festival created a lot of buzz for its surreal and darkly honest depiction of life in the Hawaiian Islands. The film centers on a Native Hawaiian woman named Kea who, throughout the course of the film, deals with issues like homelessness, domestic abuse, and addiction. While the film has been praised for its gritty subject matter, director Christopher Kahunahana says that the intention was not to try to be anything, only to serve as an honest depiction of the Hawaii he and so many others know. Here's a clip from the film's trailer.
You don't need to be here. Just come home.
We all must take care of the aina, because it will in turn take care of us.
Grandma, is it gonna be all right?
Who's trying to help you and who's not?
Get off me!
What are you doing?
The director, Kahunahana, spoke with the conversation's producer, Harris Patino, about the film.
Waikiki, the film, is about Hawaii, about contemporary Hawaii and some of the issues which plague our communities. It's about a young Hawaiian woman named Kea who's forced to navigate a world where intergenerational violence, trauma, abuse, and poverty, and mental illness are daily battles for her. So she is forced to negotiate between her diametrically opposed needs to survive in our modern society and the call of her ancestors, and this tears at her psyche. So it's like a lot of us feel this way as Hawaiians. It's like we want to participate, but at the same time, there's this greater calling. You know, our kupuna call us to respect the aina, to aloha aina, to love the land. And sometimes in this society where land is a commodity, just commodified, and sold to the highest bidder, it's like we have a hard time connecting to our culture if our culture is based on the land and we don't have access to land.
In most mainstream representations of Hawaiian film, we see more of a fixation on this idealized representation of the islands rather than on the real people who live here. Now, was it important for you to portray a more down-to-earth perspective of life in Hawaii?
You know, obviously, yes. It was, as a filmmaker, artist, you just want to present the world that you see in a way that people can relate to. Art is always, and film is it's like a mirror. You just hold it up to society, and what's there is what's seen, right? It's like people will see themselves in that mirror and hopefully come away from it with a greater understanding of their context and Hawaii's context and their place in the society.
You said that this film is not intended to serve as a look into the quote-unquote dark side of Hawaii, and instead it's really a look at the real Hawaii that many outside of the islands never see. What was it like for you to translate the reality of that life here into an artistic vision?
You know, we weren't purposely trying to be dark, but it's like that's what exists. You know, it's like the struggle to survive in Hawaii. It's a real issue here, which people need to first address, recognize, and recognize and address, and until we can right some of the past wrongs, we can't really move forward. There can't be any healing if we can't address the problems, you know. So for us to try and present a more real representation of the world we live in, it's not intentional. It just is, you know. It's not like we were trying to be real. It's just what's in front of us. What we see every day. It's our communities, it's our families, it's the people we know. And I just wanted to represent their struggles.
Now, it's interesting you bring up that idea of being representative. The main character of this film is far more representative of Hawaii than what we normally get to see in the big picture. She is indigenous, she works multiple jobs, and she struggles with some of the more pervasive issues of the island, such as housing insecurity and domestic abuse. How important was it for you to depict these very real issues in a way that is true to what you know?
You know, it's very important because these are the types of things that people don't want to really see, or, you know, they tend to shy away from those realities. And by doing that, they don't, you know, they can't value those people if they remain invisible, you know? And so to allow people an opportunity to enter this world that Kale lives in and to see people for who they are and little slice of their life. I hope people have some empathy when they see a person. You know, it's not, they won't just see that pretty smile. They have to realize that there's a lot more going on than is often recognized on an initial viewing of somebody. You know, people have struggles that we just don't realize, and we should just learn to give people more respect for who they are and their struggles.
As a society, we seem to be moving towards adopting far more representative views on Indigenous people and their own perspectives. Was it your hope that this film would help to broaden that view?
We just wanted to be a part of the conversation. You know, it's like we're not trying to be Indigenous. We just, this is who we are. You know, I'm Kanaka Maoli. This is my life. This is how I see see the world. You know, so what, growing up here, we just have a different idea on ways to tell stories, our different perspectives. You know, we have this idea called Makavalu, which is literally translates to eight eyes, but it's to look at things from eight different perspectives. And those perspectives aren't always human perspectives. They can be the perspective of time. They can be the perspective of spiritual space or a rock. Or, you know, so I think that's the beauty of the Hawaiian culture, and I think Indigenous cultures are our connection to land, you know, to earth, to protect earth. We know that we're part of earth, you know. It's like we can't separate ourselves from nature. We are nature.
At Waikiki, the film was chosen to close out the 40th Hawaii International Film Festival, which was a much different affair this year due to COVID-19. Your film touches on mental health, domestic abuse, addiction, and several other issues that have been compounded pretty severely by the pandemic. Do you think this film has a particular resonance coming out at a time in which Hawaii has been so strongly affected?
Oh, you know, absolutely. I had wanted to put the film out a few years ago, but it kind of wasn't done with me. And it's always frustrating because you want to share your work and everyone's hard work. But the film decided that now is the best time for it to come out. And, you know, who would have known, like, you know, 6 months ago that so many things would be happening within our society, which I think will allow people to take will give them the opportunity to ask these harder questions. I think they're more open to the topics that we discuss in the film, you know, with the closure of Waikiki. And people can look at it and say, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the best usage of our resources. You know, 10 million people a year visiting is like, you know, where's the threshold? You know, it's like, when does this impose on our quality of life, right? How does it affect our communities? And, you know, because of the pandemic, people are struggling right now. I think this will resonate with people because they see themselves. They know these people. And unfortunately, it's real. You know, it's not pleasant, but it's the reality. Like, people are having a hard time now, for sure.
Now, you said that you weren't trying to be real. You weren't trying to be Indigenous intentionally in the making of this film. You were just being real with what you knew and what your experience was. Do you hope maybe that in the future this film might have some sort of impact to open up other filmmakers to make depictions of Hawaii that are just that, real?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like we are happy to be part of a thriving film community here. It's small, but there's so many talented filmmakers. And, I definitely know within the next couple of years we'll see at least a few more feature films from Kanaka filmmakers. And it's great because everyone's perspective is so different. Our styles are so different that we all just complement each other. Like, everyone's success builds more success for the next filmmaker. And we're just happy to be a part of this great community.
That was Christopher Kahunahana talking to The Conversation's Harrison Patino about his recent film, Waikiki.